What an effort for your team. I thought really on a defensive end, you guys were pretty good at times. I think if you hold a team like Hutch to a season low 68 points, really 66 in the end there. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, they're averaging like 94 games. So, we weren't hitting shots. You know, you can't go 5 for 20 from the three. If you're going to beat Hutch, as talented as they are, mm-hmm. And the one thing about this Hutch team is that they play extremely hard. And I'm not saying his coach X other teams have it. I'm not going there. But there's not one guy he doesn't put on that floor that does not play hard. Like, there's not a weak link on defense that you can just go after, you know. I mean, obviously, Jameer had a really good night offensively and then rebounding. But, you know, his turnovers, there's some key turnovers. But, hey, he's a freshman. It's going to happen. Yeah. You know, he's learning so much. So, I told my guys in the locker, I'm extremely proud of him. I mean, they fought. I mean, that was a fight. I mean, they got down 9 and came back to tie it, you know. And Bandu hit a big-time jumper right here. I don't know if you can guard it any better than Rashard did, and the help defense is where it's supposed to. Hey, that goes out, we're playing for the win.
Instead of the tie,
where I wanted to play for the win anyway. I told my guys, we're going to win this. We're going to win a threat. I don't want to go into overtime. I want to beat them now where we easily could have waited, try to get to the rim. But sometimes you try to get to the rim, guys have a tendency to try to draw a foul instead of worry about the shot. That is what we were doing tonight because we were missing some things at the basket. And the refs aren't going to give a foul in that position against anybody. They don't want to take the hands out of the players. I mean, they want to leave the game in the players' hands. So, you know, hats off to Hutch. They're good. I mean, they're number one in the country for a reason. Got a lot of respect for them, you know. Now we just got to find a way to rebound and go into Cloud Wednesday and you know, try to respond in the right way. You know, this team's been good responding after a loss. You know, 8-3 is nothing to hang your head over right now. I looked at them, with your schedule, I mean, strength of schedule, 1-15 in the country is our conference. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, I'll argue that with any coach in the country at the junior college level. It's our conference, then the Mississippi Conference, and then everybody else can fight for the next, you know, 300 spots. But nothing gets easier, you know. So, you know, it was a good fight, and I'm proud of my guys. And we're going to be in here at 1 o'clock tomorrow fixing a few things and get ready for Wednesday.
You had to like the shot that you got from three-point range there for the win. That was a good look.
It was a great one, and we had him in at the four. And, you know, he had one of those little bit of an – you know, and Theo's, you know, he gets hot. He's streaky, everything. Kendall, you know, had a little bit of an off night tonight. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. But, you know, it was a good look, and we'll take it. We'll take that for a win any day. You know, I'm not saying that would have won you the game, but when you're getting that shot with 6 seconds to go, you know, and then loose ball, hey, we're going for it. Get a jump ball. What do you know? I mean, what do you know? You know, so it's really a two-point game. I mean, they're going to print 4 points, but come on, I would have just caught it, thrown it in, and let it dribble out. I wouldn't have taken the two, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's good. I'm proud of my guys. I'm proud. That was a great game to be involved. We've been there before. That's the first time they've been there. Outside of the Cloud game, which is a while ago, they have not been put in that position. Every win they had really is double-digit win outside of their loss to Cloud. And so we've been there, though. We've been there nonstop, it feels like. So our guys knew what to do. So I'm proud of them, though. I mean, we're going to be a different team as we go along. Our team's getting better. Our bench is getting a little deeper. Getting good minutes from people. You know, it was good to see Jameer stay out of foul trouble, but then all of a sudden it's Elvis fouling out, Jeff fouling out. You know, Theo has 4. I think somebody else had 4. I mean, it just, you know, I don't know if it's we're just more physical than other people, but this year it seems like we're actually in the middle of the pack on fouls where we're usually top in the country. But tonight, it just, you know, things didn't go our way, and we missed some shots we shouldn't have. And, you know, hey, they doubled us up on free throws. Mm-hmm. That's because they were attacking and we weren't, you know. And that's something we got to get better at, and we'll get better. We're only 11 games into this young season, so we'll be okay.
I know, short term, yeah, it's tough. But, yeah, long picture, you got to feel like you're in a pretty good shape. And you mentioned you go to Concordia on Wednesday nights. You've face a former assistant of yours and Coach Altman there, and you know, it's kind of been an up and down year. Of course, their highlight's been beating Hutch earlier in this year, but you know, you kind of know, you guys are going to pretty much know what to expect from each other Friday or for Wednesday night.
I mean, there's no, and you know, I mean, Jordan's a good friend of mine, so it'd be good to see him. And you know, you go through this in our profession. You know, he was here 2 years, did a great job for us for 2 years, was able to get himself a head job, and you know, he's got the biggest win in Cloud history. Cloud history is his first conference win, you know. And you know, we're going to go in there and we're going to play our game. We'll see if we can get him to play our way. And, you know, hopefully we can hit some shots. You know, our last two games, for some reason, we have not shot the ball well. And we've been shooting in practice. I mean, even in shoot around today, we're for an hour and 15 minutes, and 45 of them were putting up shots. And I thought, you know, Kendall was hitting and Theo was hitting, Rashard was hitting. And, you know, tonight, between them, they didn't shoot it very well. But that's okay. I mean, you play as hard as they did, as many minutes as they do, your legs are going to get tired. and that's okay. I mean, we're going to take this one, but I'm going to tell you, I told the guys, you walk out with your head up high.
Oh.
I mean, I don't care who we played. If you lose a game like that, but you fought as hard as we did, you can look at the stats and see why you got beat.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it's one of those games where, you know, there's no what-ifs. I'm telling you, there's no what-ifs because Hutch had a lot of what-ifs. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of what-ifs. That's basketball, you know. And so it just wasn't our day, and we're going to wake up in the morning, the sun's going to be shining, we're going to have smiles on our faces, and we're just going to continue to get better for Wednesday.
It was definitely a good, intense game here tonight, and very fun, entertaining times there, and a great effort for you guys, and continue to build on this, I think, for you guys down the road here. A few more games, only two games before Christmas.
Yeah, it feels like it's going quick, but I look at a lot of teams that were complaining about, oh, I can't believe, you know, I was watching some Division I games today, and they were talking about, oh, I can't believe they already started conference. I think it was Ohio State, Wisconsin was playing basketball, and I'm going, man, we're already 7 into it after tonight. What are you talking about? You know, so, but, like I said, I think the people definitely that were here tonight, mm-hmm. they got a great show. I mean, these kids, both teams, they fought so hard. There was no words said. You know, the double technical, hey, it was just the ref getting in control of the situation. Yeah. I thought the kids handled everything great on both sides of the floor. And, you know, it's one of those things I just keep saying it is, you know, sooner or later we'll get them when we're supposed to get them, you know. And, you know, I would rather beat them in March than now, because I'm not going to live my season off a win right here. And, you know, that's the defending national champs with 6 returning players. And J.J. Rimes is the preseason, you know, conference player of the year for a reason. And he was all first-team all-conference and freshman of the year last year for a reason. So, you know, we had answers for him. We did some good things on him. So I just can't tell you enough how proud I am of these guys. Ben, you walk in our locker room, boy, there was guys that felt like, hey, we gave it away. This shouldn't have happened. And I looked at him going, don't feel that way. Let's just take care of Wednesday, Saturday, go home and see your family, come back refreshed, get through our finals good. You know, and I'll just say this. This is the first time in 18 years of coaching I've ever had to play a road game on finals week, and we got it in the dead center of finals week on Wednesday back at 3 a.m. on Thursday morning with guys having finals at 8 a.m. So go figure how fun this week's going to be. I know. It's going to be a hard week.
Yes.
We got to give A-plus games, and we got to have our minds right for everything to really get through our finals and get these two wins. So we got a lot ahead of us to not worry about this. It was a great game. We played hard. They played hard. It's time to chalk it up, figure out why you got beat, and let's move on.
All right. Once again, Coach Brady Trinkle joining me post-game here tonight. Hutch squeaking one by here, 68-64. Thanks, as always, Coach, for the post-game. Always here. I like hearing you for post-game, and great effort for your team tonight, and go get them at Concordia on Wednesday.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.